hi, Bob.
Hey, I've got a couple things. I wanted to confirm what I heard you say. By donating blood twice a year, you reduce the risk of heart attack and stroke by 88%. Is that accurate?
That was study number two from Finland, and study number one from these United States was 45%. So they did disagree, but look, I'll take 45% if I can get it. That's what the two separate studies said.
Okay, cool. Now, here's another one. I've been using Curaderm, okay?
Good.
I have three basal cell carcinomas, two on my right cheek and one on my forehead. And I went to see our mutual acquaintance, Dr. Carl Yelstrup, on
Thursday.
And he checked me out with his scope. Uh-huh. And on a scale of 1 to 10 with the Curaderm, it was a 2. He
All
goes
right.
to the back room, and he comes out with a standard process product called Dermatrophin, PMG.
Yeah.
And I'd be happy to send this to you.
I know what it is, sir.
Oh, okay. And by utilization of that, it ran the numbers up to a 10. He says, this is perfect for you.
Yes, it is, so in addition to the Curaderm. And here's why.
Yes.
You probably know already why they both should be used. Go for it.
No, go ahead.
Okay.
I don't.
The Dermatrophin, what it really does is it helps to rebuild skin. However, it does not kill cancers. It has no capability of doing that. It can take all the normal skin and help it to regrow really, really good, which is why you got a 10. But you got to kill that cancer off, because the Dermatrophin is not going to do that. So combining the two of them is ideal. The Curaderm, it can only get into cancer cells. It will not mess with the nice normal skin cells that the Dermatrophin will help. So what I'm saying is the two things will not compete in the skin, and you rub the Curaderm on, as you know, and you swallow the Dermatrophin, so they're not going to compete in your intestines either, sir. So basically, mm-hmm. you can use them both at the same time.
Yeah. Did you get the name? It was Dermatrophin?
Yeah, Dermatrophin. I said Dermatrophin, which is for adrenals, right. But Dermatrophin is for skin. My mistake.
Right. Okay. I thought you'd mispronounced it, so I wanted to clarify.
You're right. I did. Thank you.
Okay. The last question I have, shingles shots. I had shingles in December of 2017 that ran me up the scale for 9 months.
Ow.
It was deplorable. I've got my name in at about 6 pharmacies, and they never have the vaccine available. Do you guys have that?
Nope, we don't have the vaccine, but we got another idea for you, sir. Now, two things. If we put them in a shot, which we no longer can, but bear with me, if we put into a shot vitamin B12 and ATP, when FDA had not made ATP by injection unavailable, which they did about 3 years ago, but when we could get them both into a shot, we'd have people give themselves a series of shots at home, and by 3 or 4 days, the pain was substantially better, and usually by a week or two, the shingles were totally gone. Now, here's the trouble. We can't get the ATP by injection anymore because our public servants decided it was too dangerous, and so all we can get is the B12. But we can still get the B12, and we can still give ourselves shots of that, and very fortunately, it's not quite as effective. I'd say maybe 50 to 75% of effective. One can get ATP in capsules. Our public servants haven't taken that one away yet. And one can swallow, oh my goodness, in the course of a day, 5 or 6 of those. Why so darn many? Because it doesn't all get in as well as the shots did. And is it safe? Well, my goodness, ATP is the energy molecule found in every cell in the body. So, yes, it is safe to use. So that's what we have to recommend to people these days is, okay, talk to the doctor about learning to give yourself B12 shots. Go get some ATP capsules and swallow those at 4 to 6 a day. That does help the shingles. Not quite as good as the shots did with the combine of the two, but it does help.
What I'm looking for a shot to prevent, and it comes in two doses. I'm looking for a shot to prevent getting shingles in the future.
Gotcha. And no, we don't have that at the clinic. And I don't know where you can get it, sir.
I think it's called Shingrix or something like that.
Yeah, probably. That sounds like a good takeoff.
All right. Okay. Well, anyway, that's helpful, and I appreciate that. And Thank you for the service you provide on the radio. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir. And just before you escape, one other word for you. We check everybody who either has the shingles or has had the shingles for lower than optimal gastric acidity, and the very large majority have lower than optimal gastric acidity. What's the reason for that? Because that blinking shingles virus has been hiding in their stomach for all this time. I'm sure you're aware of that. That virus hides in the stomach, and it just eats away at the stomach lining, and then, oops, I guess I want to go be shingles on the skin or whatever it decides.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, you best be aware that you might have low gastric acidity. We have a test for that right at Tahoma Clinic, but one of the best ways of determining that, plus learning a lot of other stuff about yourself, is a test you can order yourself if you feel like it from Meridian Valley Laboratory. Yes, I am medical director there. It's called a hair mineral analysis, and if you find that, oh my goodness, the large majority of my minerals are low, then the odds of you having low stomach acid, sir, are extremely high.
Based on your previous conversations on the radio, I am a advocate of HCL with pepsin.
Well, good for you, sir. Good for you. I hope you're using it then and not bothering your tummy any. Usually it doesn't. Just because of that shingles. Just because of that shingles, sir.
That's great information. Thank you so much. This is you're a wealth of knowledge, and I do appreciate it.
Well, I've just been around for a few years, and so after a few years, you know something, you know?
I understand. Okay. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch you on the rebound.
Okay. Well, I hope things do rebound good.